This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, my friends, welcome back to the show. Let's jump right in. I hope you're feeling fantastic this Monday. I am so excited to share the work we're going to be doing on the daily practice this week because it's going to lead us somewhere actually amazing. On Sunday of this week, so March 9th, I am hosting a 12-day yoga challenge on yogagirl.com. We're going to kick it off with a live practice starting this Sunday. And then every single day for 12 days, we are going to get disciplined and stay motivated and inspired to be on the mat every single day for a full practice. And then we close the challenge with a spring equinox ceremony on March 20th. So we're saying goodbye to winter, we're welcoming in spring, and we're doing it by getting really consistent with our self-care routine. So the work I want to do this week is around creating sacred space. Whether or not you are going to join our yoga challenge on yogagirl.com, this is something that can benefit us in so many different ways. Because I know you have your self-care practices that you return to again and again. You have the sacred moments that you spend for your body, for your heart, for your mind, for your soul. Maybe it is rolling out that yoga mat and then diving into your yoga practice every day, or perhaps you sit in meditation every morning, or you lift weights in your living room, or you sit down and you journal at some point every day, or you have a meditation practice that you return to. I know you have so many of these things that you come back to again and again to help make you feel good. And when I talk about creating sacred space, what I really mean is anchoring into those things in a part of our home that's the same and consistent every single time. So say you are used to rolling out your yoga mat in the middle of the living room and it's kind of a mess all the time. And, you know, what's important is that you get on that mat. It's that whatever's going on around you, that you actually step on the mat. That's what matters. But if you were to have a sacred space in your home where this happened, even if it's just a tiny little nook somewhere, say it's still the living room and it's still kind of messy, what you want to do is have a corner of that living room where you have space to roll out your mat, and you can actually return to that physical space every single day so that you start infusing that corner of the living room with the energy of your practice. And that means that the places we go to return to these routines and to return to these practices, they are eventually going to hold the vibration and the energy of the practice itself. So if you sit in meditation in a certain room of your house or in a certain corner of your house, and you do that every day, with time, your body and your mind is going to be so used to, oh, we come here to sit in meditation. So it's going to be an easier pathway for the body to actually ground into that practice compared to shifting spaces all the time or doing it in an area that isn't really set up for you to anchor into something truly beautiful. So by creating a sacred space, I mean you're going to dedicate an area of your home. And if you have space and you want to give a whole room to this sacred practice, that is amazing. For many of us, it's going to be a little nook or part of a room or a corner somewhere. But you're going to dedicate a certain area for your self-care practices that you return to again and again. And this space needs to be clean. It's part of our practices to clean up the space before we sit down in meditation or before we roll out our mat or before you pour yourself your cup of tea or whatever thing you're returning to again and again. We make sure the space is clean. This is very important. You want this area of your home to be ordered and organized. And if you have any kind of tools that you use for your practices, say we're talking about your yoga practice and you're preparing for this 12-day challenge. Well, everything you're going to need for those challenged days, you want to have accessible in that area, and you want that to be organized and ready. And there are many ways to create sacred spaces in our homes, and we also need to create sacred space in our calendars. And there's a chance we need to create sacred space in our relationships to actually have the ability and the moment to step away from certain responsibilities so we can be on our mats and show up for ourselves, especially if we're doing it consistently with discipline every single day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So our intention this week is to really do some work around this and take some action so that we are ready to be disciplined and we don't have any obstacles in the way when the challenge starts on Sunday or whatever thing you want to commit deeper to come next week. Because next week is all about discipline and getting consistent. So this week, I will create sacred space to deepen my practice of self-care. This week, I will create sacred space to deepen my practice of self-care. So we're going to do some work around this week. You're going to pick the kind of self-care practice that most resonates with you, or perhaps you have an area of your home or you want to create sacred space for all of your practices to come together as one. This is really important spiritual work. It absolutely is. Preparing for ritual is part of the ritual, and we're doing that magical work all throughout this week. I am so excited that you're joining me. If you're excited to step into this 12-day challenge, I really am. Go to yogagirl.com/challenge and get excited to join me there. I'll be back tomorrow.